It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, March 27th, 2023. Well, in our marine weather forecast, our west winds that we've had for the past few days are going to shift around to the east again, a sign that a spinning weather system is moving through our area. Easterly winds will strengthen on Monday night into Tuesday as a large low-pressure system moves southward toward the northern California coast. We have a small craft advisory in effect through this afternoon. Today in the forecast, expect east winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 15, becoming 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the east, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells, 4 feet at 10 seconds. And today we're going to be talking about cruise ships that are coming here soon, and one particular cruise ship that's going by today and isn't bringing passengers here at all. It's here for another reason, and we'll talk about that. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have the ATB Vision arriving this afternoon, arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She's carrying refined petroleum to deliver it to Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 2 p.m. and be in Portland by about 8 p.m. And then we have the Koningsdam. She is a big cruise ship arriving from San Diego. But she's not stopping in Astoria. She's headed to Portland to the shipyard at Swan Island. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 3:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll talk more about her in just a moment. In our outbounders, we have the New Key leaving Vancouver. Could have handled wood products this time around, leaving around 3 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. The Sinop, leaving Longview with soda ash on board, is next outbound, leaving around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. And in our Astoria anchorage, this should be good news for people who were worried about not having any ships in the anchorage recently. Today we have 5 of them. And so there's some ships to see out there in the anchorage. It's kind of fun when they're stationary and not moving. Get out a pair of binoculars and take a look at them and take a look at what's on deck. There are many interesting things about these ships, and you don't often get to see them for very long as they're passing by, but when they're anchored, you can take your time. The Proud Unity is headed for Vancouver today about 11 a.m. She's going there to pick up wheat. She'll leave Astoria's anchorage around then and then be in Vancouver by about 5 p.m. And the Tahiti 1, headed for Kalama to pick up wheat. She's leaving around 1 p.m. and will pass Astoria around 6 p.m. And the Aeschylus Graecia is leaving for Portland, picking up potash at the Port of Portland, leaving around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around noontime. And we have 2 ships awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage, the Federal Integrity and the Alba. And if you'd like to see the ship schedule online, you can find that on my website at shipreport.net. You'll also find a link to the ship schedule on my Ship Report Facebook page. Well, today we have a cruise ship passing by in the river in the evening. This ship is not calling on the port of Astoria as part of the passenger cruise season, which is starting soon, but not quite yet. That doesn't start until April, and our first cruise ship calling on the port with passengers will be the Sapphire Princess on April 10th. The Blue Water Cruises, and blue water means ocean cruises as opposed to river cruises, those that we see in Astoria tend to be transitional cruises for the cruise companies, where they are moving ships from their winter grounds in Mexico to summer cruise areas like Puget Sound and Alaska, or the reverse as fall arrives, where they move the ships down to warmer climes for the winter. So that's why we see cruise ships here in the spring and the fall, kind of like migrating birds. That's how I like to think of it. On this season's schedule, there are 20 ships calling on the port of Astoria, some in April and May, one in July, and the rest in September and October. And as far as I know, the port of Astoria is the only place on the river here where blue water cruise ships stop along their cruise itineraries. But the cruise ship that's passing by Astoria today is not here on a pleasure cruise. She's called the Koningsdam. She's 957 feet long. She'll pass by Astoria at about 9:30 p.m. So if you're near the river, you'll see her running lights as she passes by. She can carry more than 2,600 passengers and over 1,000 crew. And when she's in service doing cruises, she sails to Alaska, Mexico, and Hawaii, and probably other places too. The ship was launched in 2016, so she's pretty new for a ship. And CruiseCritic.com calls her the biggest, most technologically advanced, and most luxurious Holland America ship ever built. But the reason why she's here on the river now is that she's headed upriver past Astoria to the shipyard at Swan Island in Portland. The shipyard there has a dry dock that can handle cruise ships as large as she is, almost 1,000 feet long. It's a floating, submersible dry dock, which means it can sink down in the water underneath the ship and lift it up out of the water for repairs. It's the biggest dry dock of its kind in North America, and it was purchased with the idea of serving large vessels like this one. A dry dock is very important for fixing and maintaining the ship's hull and its equipment like propellers, drives, rudders, and thrusters. All of these things are very important for controlling a ship's movements. Why would a cruise ship be going to dry dock? Well, just like cars and trucks, things can break and need to be fixed. Ships need maintenance, too. And so when they need this service, they head to a shipyard. Every few years, ships need to be spruced up, maintained, and things repaired. This kind of ship is like a big hotel, so they may be refurbishing the insides, tuning up the engines, cleaning the interior thoroughly, giving her a new paint job, making sure that everything works. Now, all ships need maintenance, cargo ships too, ferries and research vessels and so on. And so we often see vessels of different kinds going upriver here to Swan Island for that purpose. Other vessels stay at Swan Island long-term that are not there for maintenance and repair. Swan Island rents berths to some ships that use it as their home port when they are here. These ships include privately owned fiber optic cable ships that install and maintain internet cables on the ocean floor, and also military sea lift command ships, which are owned by the U.S. Navy but crewed by civilians. Those ships, which usually have the acronym USNS in front of their names, serve in a support capacity to active duty military vessels. MSC ships are cargo and vehicle carriers, and also a type of tanker ship called an oiler, which can refuel active duty ships by running alongside them and running a hose between the two and refilling its fuel tanks while both vessels are underway. This is all part of the industrial portions of the river, which are inland from Astoria and that most of us do not see. We are quite fortunate here in Astoria to have the ship channel so close to downtown, and the port of Astoria relatively accessible. There just aren't that many cities that offer the close-up look at ships that we enjoy here on the Lower Columbia. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.